listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with Ted Bill. Our excellent adventure, and welcome again to the Butcher Shop. We are going to discuss tonight global warming, climate change, hurricanes, all manner of vexation that's falling upon us out in the world, and anything else that people call in. Welcome Greg. We welcome Pat. Welcome, JR. Welcome, Frank. Welcome, Jerry. Welcome, everybody that usually calls in, and any other guests that want to join us. We'd love to see you. And you can get in touch with us, as they know, at 512-248-8252. Or if you don't have a dime, Mike will mail you a dime, and you can dial 800-313-9443. I'm going to repeat that. For those of you who are scratching for a pen, it's 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful day. My one of my twin boys got his PhD today. That makes three generations of PhDs and four generations of postgraduate Clevengers, and I feel pretty happy about it.
Well, that's great. When you get these kids through school, you get them through high school, it's an achievement, you know. I found out today that this metropolis that I'm living in, the graduation rate here is 30%.
Well, you know, I don't think everybody needs a college degree. I know plenty of people who are. My daughter was I also found out today that my daughter took this enormous pay cut, and when I'm talking about an enormous pay cut, folks, this would be a lot of money to most people, except until you get into the, you know. Into the really rich people, but she took an enormous pay cut to give up doing what she was doing. She was running her own business and making a lot of money, and she quit because she got interested in doing special education, which is something that I spent, I guess, maybe 3 years, 4 years of my life in special education. And I was thrilled. I was just thrilled for that. She was taken under the wing of an old retired teacher who had been a special education teacher, and the state of Texas fired her for trying too many innovative things. And she's fascinated with the subject, has gone into it with a great deal of passion, and when your kids are doing well, taking what you consider to be the essence of your person and thrusting it forward into posterity, you've known me. Money's never really meant very much to me. I've had a lot of it before, and it didn't mean anything to me then. I don't have very much of it now. That doesn't mean anything to me. But having my children succeed and be happy means everything to me. And so today my children are doing well and are happy and healthy, and I just don't feel like I can ask for anything more than that. So I'm doing wonderful. And I bet you're glad not to be broadcasting from the van, you know, somewhere from some cell phone tower in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe. Oh, we got fun and games are coming on that front, by the way. I'll give you a little slight update. They've held on to the case with Agape, and now, you know, you found out yesterday that the Justice Department was going to be called in, and they arrived today. The FBI called us, and they're going to interview Justin for his little scrap of information, and they're going to go in there with, you know, their usual fine-tooth comb, and they're going to see what's going on inside of Agape, and looks like they might be closing down pretty quick.
that's problematic. I haven't been completely idle every day since this has happened. I've studied a little bit more, and I don't see how a federal agency can come in there and close that place, and I don't see how the state can do it. I think that if it happens at all, it's going to have the first off. Isn't that that's a big church that they're under the umbrella of?
It's kind of like David Koresh's deal out in California that bigger than that, but migrated. What the feds are doing is first off they're getting moved to another judge because the judge, the sheriff, and the prosecutor are apparently all in bed together. And that's what the main thing they're looking at is we got a extreme cooperation. Like, remember what we said, that they make the decisions at the local level and kind of trumps everybody else. Well, now the feds are coming in and saying, no, we're going to show you how trumping really works. You know, you guys have been getting along pretty good here and everything. We're going to show you how it really works. Anyway, we'll keep y'all updated on this. You know, like Ted's idea is pretty sound because that's what this guy Brian that runs the Agape Center there in Missouri is counting on, is that the feds can't come in and step on a church organization. And they're not incorporated and they're not licensed. So they think they can step outside the realm on that. But they've made several little things that might hurt them in the long run. They've intimidated the kids that were there to where they couldn't talk to the Child Protective Services without knowing, well, it'll be bad if you do, that kind of thing. I don't know all the details that's going on. You have to look at the Kansas City Star and the Missouri Independent to get that, because they're the ones that broke the story. We were just tag-alongs, and the reason I was involved is because my grandson Justin was in there, and so we got information from an unknown source that you better come here and get your kid, this is about to go bad, and that's how we got involved. You know, and it wasn't like they weren't as bad as the Utah guys, okay? Up there, it was a whole different story. It was sex trafficking. Oh, the feds have mentioned sex trafficking on the Agape thing. They have brought that up, from what I heard.
Sex trafficking,
you know, that apparently they put the kids out in they've got some shacks on the outlying area of the place, and they have a thing called the brown shirts, or the brown squad, where they put them in a brown shirt, and then they migrate them from there to other places. And at some point, Ted, where they stepped on their wee-wee a little bit, is they moved a couple kids over state lines. And when they did that, yeah, well, you know, you can't simply rob a bank anymore, you know, because you move over state lines and that's your butt, and that's what they pretty well did.
Piece of property that crossed, yes,
took the kids. They took the kids and loaded them in a van, took them over to Mishawaka, Indiana, or somewhere, you know, and hit them, and hit them.
You can't do that.
Yeah, there's no record now, and all this. But we don't know all the details. At the butcher shop, we honestly don't know all the details because we weren't involved in the initial investigation. But there's details. But what we're going to talk about starting out tonight, before we trail off like we always do, is the weather changing, the climate, global warming, and all that kind of stuff. And I just seen a news story flash up on my screen here where the hurricane is hitting Florida. It's now been reduced to a Category 1, which is unusual, really. It should stay Category 3 or so for a little while. It didn't. C.J. Grisham, which is one of our guys at the butcher shop, is actually down there, and he's driving on the roads right now, looking at the stuff come in and all that, and he's still driving. And Ted is down there in the part of Florida that you're from, you know. So
yeah, well, it's Central Florida.
It's got to be a little milder than you thought. But my question to you, Ted, and what I've noticed is since we got into this global warming thing, the hurricanes and the tornadoes are getting stronger, bigger. Yeah, your thoughts?
Well, an interesting thing has happened. What's happened is that a heat dome, a lot like the one that's over Texas in the Gulf, has formed off the coast of Africa, and between the two of them, they are pushing the Gulf Stream north. This combined with sub-Saharan dust that is just blowing across the Atlantic into America is providing a sunscreen over the Atlantic itself, not the Gulf. There's too much wind shear for that, but over the Atlantic, which is keeping the water cooler than normal. So when one of these things can get started, what usually it happens is that if it gets past the point of being a tropical depression, which the tropical depressions are unreal. They're in a class of their own this year. When they strengthen into hurricanes, as they approach land, as they begin to approach the North American continent, what happens is that cooling effect over the Atlantic tends to dissipate whatever it is that holds that swirling motion together. It sort of disorganizes it, and so it's got to hit hot water, warmer water, in order for it to stay more organized. And this causes the thing to break east and north, and that's when you get that thing that went up in Cape Cod in eastern Canada. If that thing had hit us where it normally would have, it would have hit us somewhere around Louisiana, just below Mississippi, and it would have been a terrible disaster for those people down there. And having this thing once it made landfall in Florida, there are two things that people. I mean, if you haven't been to Florida, Central Florida, it's hard to know, but Central Florida is there is so much undeveloped land in the in the Everglades, and so that wind. It may be really damaging wind, but it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's not. There's a lot to obstruct it. There's a whole lot to obstruct it. I think that there are a lot of signs, though, that we're in big trouble. The fact that we now have had four La Niñas in a row is astonishing. We used to get a La Niña every 5 or 6 years, you know, and this is causing the Pacific Ocean water to be much cooler, which is resulting in a great strengthening, but it's pulling the warm air toward it, and so this is what's causing all those wildfires and those crazy 115 and 120 degree days out west, is it's pulling warm air toward that cool Pacific water. I think what's happened is that, you know, there were five tipping points that if we hit them, there was no going back. There was no hitting reverse. And, you know, and they talked about it, and they said, well, about to cross one. I remember watching a documentary on it about 5 years ago, and they said, we're about to cross it. Well, we crossed it. And so now there are four sections of our weather patterns. One of them is that underground river that goes completely around the globe from one pole to the other. I'm not enough of I'm really not. I don't have enough information to lay it out in a positive way. I imagine one of our callers that's smarter than me can do it. But having crossed that one tipping point, we're getting close to others. And folks, we could be losing the Holocene. And if we don't have the Holocene, there's no human life on Earth. It turns into a planet where something else can live on, but not us.
Wow, you know, that's something. The thing that's in everybody's mind is extinction. You know, that the dinosaurs bit the bullet, and whatever before them bit the bullet, and every day different species go off the planet and all that. And we've had a pretty good run, but our run as human beings has not been that long. Really?
No.
I mean, really
no.
Not been. And it won't take much. We're just a bunch of monkeys and everything. Well, we're the monkeys that have to wear clothes.
Yeah.
We're the monkeys that can't take the heat. We can't take the cold. It's our intellect that has made us survive so far. And I found out, I was reading today, I got to reading an article in the Neanderthals, and they were hanging on by the skin of their teeth. We're learning more and more now about their culture. They did bury their dead. They did have art. They cooked their meat complete with spices, all kinds of little things. They walked close to the ground. They had bigger chests than we do, and stronger teeth and stuff like that. But at no time was there a million Neanderthals. were hanging on. They were hanging on by the skin of their teeth. And then when the Cro-Magnon man came along, the Homo sapiens out of Ethiopia, okay, and everything, long, tall, skinny, basketball-playing-looking guys. And as soon as the ice melted, they were able to walk to London. And immediately, we didn't have no more Neanderthals, okay? It didn't take very much to get rid of them. And you wonder how much it will take to get rid of us. Now, if Putin has his way, he'll get rid of everybody on the planet real fast. He's bordering up on nuclear war or whatever. We might address that tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about old Putin, you know. Hey, Ted and I lived through the 50s and 60s. When we were taught how to hide under our desk in case somebody dropped a nuclear bomb on us. So for all you millennials out there that are gnawing your fingernails and everything, we've been there before. They never launched the bomb. And they rattle their swords a lot. Oh, yeah, they rattle their swords a lot, but they really, you don't really have Putin's not completely crazy. And I don't think any world leader that controls a lot of nukes are completely crazy. Even the Chinese, they're communists and all that, but they're controlled by a committee or a commission, and they're not controlled by advertisements. And we got one coming on. We'll see y'all in 5 minutes.
Right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
What? There were FBI informants at the January 6th protest? What's next? The government going to say that COVID came from a lab? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The federal government has finally admitted at least five FBI informants were involved with the Oath Keepers at the Capitol on January 6th. So if there was a seditious conspiracy or insurrection planned, the FBI knew about it. And if that's the case, why weren't the police prepared? Where was the riot gear? Why wasn't the National Guard called up? Everyone knew the protest was scheduled and expected to bring 250,000 people to D.C. Gee, it almost looks like the people in charge of security wanted the protest to turn violent. Find more news and comment at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Grass ain't green, it's brown where I live down in Texas. But it seems that the folks up north all know where that is. Cause when New York City ran out of work and all the little snowbirds lost their shirts, well, they drug their out-of-work asses down to Texas. They say it's always summertime down in Texas. Not like where they come from where the ice and snow is. So they drive down in their Cadillacs with their Naugahyde boots and their cowboy hat. Cause they know they're gonna get fat down in Texas. Yankee is a person from the north who moves to Texas. A damn Yankee is one who comes but he never exits. They don't get settled in good before they want to put bagels in the grocery stores. Some adjustments are gonna be made down in Texas. They're gonna show us how it's done down in Texas. With alimony, gun control, and the income taxes. And then where the buffalo roam, a bunch of damn Yankees will be making their home. And pretty soon it'll all be gone down in Texas.
Take a bow.
Yeah, that'll get us a few calls from the northern here, don't you think, Ted?
Take a bow, Billy.
Hey, that little boy can play a guitar, too.
Yeah, he can. I've seen that.
Yeah. Hey, we got Gregory on the line. Greg, come on in.
Hello, Greg.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm here.
Whitney wanted to ask you how you're enjoying your latest El Nino.
Hey, man. I'm having beautiful weather out here in California. Aiken, California. Whatever we call it. California. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not in that reality. I'm not in the Californication. I'm up in the foothills and Rough and Ready is a little town I'm living in, and it had nothing to do with that dystopic, moronic minutia that's going down in the Bay Area below me, you know, like 750 to 1,000 feet, even below that.
Yeah. Well, I got a theory on that, scientific theory, that if you take the San Andreas Fault, where it runs down there, okay, and you look at everything west of the San Andreas Fault to the Pacific Ocean, I think the electrical disturbance of the fault affects the mindset of people from Los Angeles down to San Diego, and that's where all the crazy comes from. Tim, what do you think about that?
Well, it really does have some substantial... I can't disprove it, but it does have a frequency, right? Because what you're saying is that fault is vibrating at X, Y, Z. And everybody living on that XYZ fault is feeling that vibration. And then we come back over here and we're feeling another vibration, which is a total XYZ.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate that, just that getting off all my moronic dystopic realities and tuning into what you just said was really highly appreciative. I truly thank you for that. I can't give you enough accolades.
Yeah, I know.
Go
ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he said, I can't give you enough accolades, and I was telling him, and you can't get enough, so you guys got relationship.
Ego. I got the ego. I remember I was in San Francisco once. And I went up in a building that had a bar up there, and I went with a guy called Tony, and he was from there, and he told me about the earthquakes. He said, you hear about the big ones, but you don't hear about the 2,000 or so. Is that another commercial?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all in about 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
By the way, y'all try out our sponsors. If you're not trying them out already, Extendivite and our paste and everything, and a little go over to TLB Talk. That's one of our partners with the butcher shop. We're partners with the Liberty Beacon and everything, and you'll find that you can get over there and write anything you want as long as you don't threaten people or anything like that. and your opinions would be very appreciated. Anyway, back to Greg and the California experience and everything. We got Greg, we got Pat, we've gathered a rather eminent panel here of people who call in perfectly every night. And frankly, that's how me and Ted get our ideas about half the time. We started out this thing with Soul in Our Lap, and we started out trying to plan our shows, and we finally settled in on conducting it just like we do our phone calls. We have a long phone call every day where we plan what we're doing with all of our enterprises that we got going. And Ted was one saying, why don't we just throw that up on the radio? Just throw it out there and talk about whatever, pops up. And then we get people from all over the country that come in and everything. Ted, what do you got to say about that?
Well, it's out there. It's just been out there. I like the way that we do radio. Whenever I'm not scheming and trying to come up with some kind of new way to alter the format or the content of the media, and you and I are just talking, it works out just great. So, and callers help. I mean, Billy and I have done shows where people would call up and they would say, "What's the matter, you? You don't talk about this, you know." And that's really kind of what we're looking for, is some of that. I mean, we don't want everybody to say that, but we want. I mean, if we're talking and you're not hearing what you want to hear, call up and you talk about it a little bit. We'll join in the conversation. We ought to change the name of this thing to Billy's Back Porch. But that was a great program that we did for a while.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I read the news. I read the news a lot, and don't believe hardly anything you see in the news. But I've subscribed to something called Smart News, and I don't have any idea how I set the parameters on that when I set it up. But the lead story today was some woman was looking after her friend's chihuahua while she went on a short trip, and the woman was sleeping on the couch, snoring with her mouth open, taking a nap. And the chihuahua got up there and crapped in her mouth. And it gave her diarrhea. That was a long story. In fact, I was going to read it to y'all, but I can't find it right now. That was a long story.
Oh, I like the toenail story. That's what I'm saying. Billy and I have done things like this. We started a site one time called the Peckerwood Press. I understand that somehow or another, Peckerwood became like the N-word for white people.
It really did.
I don't understand that. I've always thought of myself as a Peckerwood. And Billy and I always referred to ourselves. And after a while, people started saying, "Oh, no, don't say that. That's like saying the N-word." And I'm like, "What?" where in the world are you from, that's the case? And, times change, and I have a hard time changing, but we started up this thing called the Peckerwood Press, and Billy called me up one day, and then we just forgot about it. We just forgot completely about it. And Billy called me up one day, and it had been like 5 years since either one of us had been to the site. And it had a membership of like 20,000 people.
it's still out there. It's still out there, and it's on Facebook, and you got to write Peckerwood Space Press, and if you get lucky, you'll find it. And really, it's just a collection of stuff like this show. Hey, are you ready for the kicker? Ready for the kicker? Here's the guy that promoted it was the Apostle Claver Elamani Mani from Houston, and he's
the race car driver.
He's as black as a Goodyear tire.
But he's a good race car driver.
Oh, yeah, he's a good race car driver. He really is. He really is a good race car driver. But we had that, and, we were going to do a TV show we put in. We looked at some of the TV shows that were going, and we was going to go down to Austin and start a TV show. It was going to be Texas style, and it was going to be the Real Housewives of the trailer park, you know.
Yeah, the Real Housewives of Globe Mobile City.
Of Globe man.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea. It would have been great. And you know, we could have filmed that extemporaneously. We could have done that the way they did Jackass. You know, we could have just gone out and done it extemporaneously, and it just like a reality show. And I think it would have had a huge coast to coast viewership. I think it would have been as big as Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You know, it's not a dead idea. Yeah, when you and this is very very what's the word? I can't think of the word now. But anyway, everybody thinks that Texas has got trailer parks in it, and they're right. And everybody, if the people in trailer parks are a certain quality of individual, which they're right.
No, they're not. No, I
Greg. Okay, put your 2 cents in, Greg. Go ahead.
I've been there. I've done that. I got the T-shirt, underwear, socks, and dog strap on that. It's a total misnomer. Everybody's different. You got to differentiate and evaluate and distill and come to the conclusion that this person, this individual, is this way, that way, or the other way. Everybody has their own way of being, their own way of seeing things. And unless you're cognitive and resonant, resonate with that. That's what I'm trying to get to, is resonate that vibration. You won't see where they're coming from. And if you don't do that, then you don't see where you're coming from. And that's very delirious, distillious. It's not very copious to your environment, let's say, for lack of better verbiage.
Hey, Greg, were you hanging around trailer park?
It's Gregory. I'm not Greg. I'm Gregory.
So, hey, Greg. Gregory, were you hanging around the same trailer park we own?
No, he was hanging around that trailer park over in Torrance, probably. They got a bit.
Yeah. You know, that's when you got the rich trailer park people and the poor trailer park people. You always know that you made it when you help your rich relative take the wheels off of his mansion, you know. Hey, the old man, Mr. Doral, the old man that Ted's grandfather that got us started in that in Bathurst, he took a bunch of mobile homes, pulled them into Killeen, Texas, and he knocked off the tongue and removed the wheels and set them on concrete, and he made the state of Texas admit that they were really real homes. They were not chattel property anymore. They were real homes, you know. And they're still there, Ted. You know that? They're still there.
Yeah, I know. I was over there not too long ago, and I've seen them. And it's true that it becomes a prefabricated home. Remember when he was going to build those big steel girders in like a high rise and slide the mobile homes without their wheels into those things and turn it into some kind of high rise
trailer park?
Yeah, condos.
He took us out to this big vacant lot he had.
Many homes.
Said, boys. And now he's old.
I love those mini homes. They are wonderful.
Well, he took us out there and told us, look out here, boys. One day you'll see this whole field filled with condoms.
Hey, that would make a beautiful title for a book, Field of Condoms. Greg, I know somebody that's living in one of those mini homes right now. She was recently unhoused, and so she bought a mini home and she set it up on a property, and now she's living in a Motel 6.
I was down in Oakland the other day, a couple of weeks ago, and this guy was building these things, and like they're 100 and some odd. Grand. I mean, this guy is meticulous. It really does spin your cranium into saying, okay, yeah, I could live like this. It's not that difficult to shrink yourself into that kind of environment. And I do it from time to time just to shrink myself into my own environment, just to get away from all the exponential. I mean, there is so much stuff out there to explore and experiment with and to be into. You know, I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's just mind-blowingly sets me out of my purview of all the realities that we can place ourselves in. And I do that all the time. I mean, that's just the way I am.
I told Ted about a week ago. Gregory, I told Ted about a week ago. I had a thought hit me, and I don't live bad. I'm living on the estate in Tennessee right now with a big old fence. And anyway, we won't go there. But I said, you know, I think after I get this movie done, I think I'm going to go and buy me a trailer and a trailer park just for the heck of it, where I go there every now and then, you know, just to hang out in the trailer and meet the people and all that kind of stuff, you know, because I'm really comfortable there. And except, you know, when we had that trailer park, and we had like 140 trailers and all that, and there were so many like girls that run short on rent and everything. I can't tell you, this is psychological, but I really can't walk in a vacant trailer without getting sexually aroused. I mean, you know.
Maybe
I'll do that here. I got the space and time and effort, but no, I ain't.
You know,
I love listening to Greg. yeah, that's definitely a.
Hey, Mike, how'd you like the way I danced around that one, man?
No, it's a hell of a concern. I mean, it's what you got to live with. That's what life is all about, right? I mean, it's
old. Well, you know, until your old lady leaves you, you know. I went on a blind date to New York to pick up a computer hard drive, is what I told everybody and everything. But I went up there and hung out with this chick from Smithtown and everything. My old lady left me for... I was a very surprised individual. So, anyway, that's the stuff we go through, you know. No, Ted and I have had an interesting life, and that trailer park was a big part of it. It really was. You know, we owned the property. It wasn't public streets. We owned the asphalt. We owned the property, so we just we'd do anything we wanted to on the property. You know, and really, honestly, the people in the park, we got to know them, and they were like our friends. You know, they were like our friends. That's why we started the Clubhouse Casino. I made a joke about the other night. But basically, once we got that thing up and running, and GIs and their wives had wandered down there, and we had poker tables going, and we had a pool, a nice pool. We had a nice pool. It wasn't, it was an in-ground pool, Olympic size. And it was really, like I told Ted about my dream of wanting to get a trailer to hide out in every now and then. And he told me, so that was really the best time of our lives. That
yeah, was the most, it was great.
Yeah, the most comfortable we've ever been, you know. Life was real simple. You know, we had a
and everybody had a jolly good time, man. I mean, should be all about right now.
Nobody got angry.
Only
you know,
if we
and
want.
Kaleen,
no,
there
we didn't.
In Kaleen, there were plenty of places you could go gamble. There was the Silver Slipper. There was the Mile My Club, which was a strip club. And, you know, every other weekend there was somebody got shot or beat up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Rattlesnake Inn. I remember you. That was just where you went to get into a fight if you wanted to get into a fight. But our place, there was never any violence. In fact,
no.
It was really like watching an episode of Dallas or something. I mean, it was just...
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. If there was any tension, I never saw it. It was great. I've been enjoying just listening to the two of you talk. Gregory, when he's talking, it's like listening to somebody reading Carlos Castaneda while I'm on mushrooms. And
I love Carlos.
You need to buy some of that paste we're selling in our ads, you know. That's another thing. See, Ted and I have many companies, and we're not, like our friend Juan says, we ain't even gonna lie to you, man. We got a lot of we got one company. Lance out there in California is a cutter, and Gregory knows what a cutter is. A cutter is somebody's licensed by the state of California to cut marijuana and everything. So he's a cutter, licensed cutter, and he has a particular way of growing this stuff. Trimmer. Well, you got to pick a way of growing this stuff. When he grows it upside down.
Do I'm not a trimmer. I don't do any of that stuff. I love my plants. My plants are my. I don't subjugate them to trimming and to defiling them.
You're a naturalist.
Exfoliate them. I put them on a pedestal. I don't cut and trim with scissors and shit anymore. I don't do that. Please excuse the expletive of the SHIT word, but yeah,
Gregory sounds like every dirt should be smoked pot. You know that?
No,
magnanimous. All life is so precious. So precious. It's so pricelessly precious.
I've been saying that
my friend. I love you guys.
I've been saying the N-word wrong all
do
this
I
time.
Do.
I should have just spell it out.
Anyway, what I was trying to say, we got a guy out in California that's good at this stuff, and we're working. We got CJ and some other people down in Austin that are beating down Senator Doors trying to get stuff legalized out here, you know, because we have a company that's got my image on it. The guy that was singing that last song you heard, the song before that, got my image. Called Weird Wilbur's Texas Blend. and we will advertise it right here on this station.
Oh my God! Well, I'll tell you, Gregory. You know, if you always bring humor into my life. You know, a lot of people think. A lot of people have trouble meeting other people where they are, and hearing you talk about the way that you approach that issue, You know, really, really, what you're saying is that you meet everything where it is. You don't you don't expect a rock to be a plant, and you don't expect a plant to be a rock, and you don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't expect people to conform to one thing or another, and you don't judge a book by its cover. There are lots of ways of going about it. You know, you just find out where something or somebody is, and you meet it in that place, them. In that place, and it's interesting to listen to the way you talk about it. It is.
Well, because matter matters. All matter matters. It doesn't matter what kind of matter that you're mattering. It all matters. It all has matter. It all has substance. It all has force. As long as you can see it and visualize it, it's in your purview. When you realize you've got so many different things that you cannot see, it's not in your purview, and you only got just a small amount of matter that you can
matter
scientifically.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. Gregory, I've got to say this just for all
of you. I love you, man.
And that is, you can only say the word matter so many times before something happens in Billy's brain. And you just want to hear what happens. Okay? You know. You're saying that we don't have dominion over everything in our lives or everything that we can reach out and touch, and that's absolutely true. We don't. Well, we cannot control the weather. We can't control. You know, so much that we don't have any control over that learning how to live.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that we have a lot more power than you even can comprehend in one brain cell of your mind.
Gregory,
be careful about that. They took me to the Wellington Institute when I got sick a couple of years ago, and took me to MRI, you know, and he found out I didn't have a brain. You know, so you got to be careful about that stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty limited on the number of neurons that I've got too. So, you know,
I'm only functioning on one brain cell. And
I'm not kidding.
I've been trying to get rid of that. Okay, fellas,
take a break. 3 seconds, 5 minutes.
Buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.